Biden's border inflation, illegal aliens cost each U.S. taxpayer $1,200 in 2023. By John Binder on December 28, 2023. In 2023, millions of illegal aliens residing in the United States cost every American taxpayer nearly $1,200. In total, taxpayers were billed $150 billion this year to pay for illegal immigration. The cost of illegal immigration to taxpayers is summarized in an annual report from the Federal for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, detailing the baseline burden that illegal aliens have on Americans. Related video, Chicago Alderman. I'm a Democrat, but Biden let the border remain open and migrant surges causing crime. Every day, hundreds of millions of dollars in American taxpayer money are spent on costs directly associated with illegal immigration, the FAIR report states. Only a small fraction of these costs is ever recouped from taxes paid by illegal aliens, with the rest falling on the shoulders of American citizens and legal immigrants. This cost estimate, for instance, does not include lower wages, lost jobs, or higher housing costs as a result of illegal immigration. This year, the FAIR report suggests, each taxpayer was billed close to $1,200 to pay for the nation's more than 15 million illegal aliens and their U.S.-born children, commonly known as anchor babies. At the federal, state, and local levels, taxpayers shell out approximately $182 billion to cover the costs incurred from the presence of more than 15.5 million illegal aliens and about 5.4 million citizen children of illegal aliens, the FAIR report states. That amounts to a cost burden of approximately $8,776 per illegal alien/citizen child. Related video, CNN's Flores, some of 11K migrants waiting to cross know they don't qualify for asylum, but know they'll be released. The cost of illegal immigration to taxpayers is added to ongoing inflation that Americans have suffered through since the start of President Joe Biden's administration. Americans today are paying about 3% more for food, 3.4% more for electricity, 5.2% more for alcoholic beverages, and 7.8% more for prescription drugs compared to the same time last year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.